podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Interesting new survey results that came out this week that shows that 42% of people on the dating app Tinder, 42% of those people aren't even single. They're already in a relationship. And there's actually a technical term for these people. They're called men.
Hey.
No, but think about that for just a second. Dating website, and 42% of the people on there are already, they're currently in a relationship.
That's crazy.
And here's what I've been thinking about that, because I've been sitting on this information for a little while. And so I've been processing it. And I'm thinking that it's probably for a lot of people, they just want to see if they still got it. Supposedly, 30% of these people are married. And 12% are currently in a relationship slash living with or seriously dating somebody else. And I'm thinking that these people go on these sites not necessarily to have an affair or do something. They just want to see how many people would swipe right on them.
Correct.
Right? Just yeah. to kind of, it's like an ego check.
We were kind of talking about this in the studio yesterday, and I, of course, piped up. Yeah, I want to do that. I just want to put myself out there, my picture, just to see what kind of hits I get. Who's looking at old Jer-Bear? What could I still snag?
How many swipe rights?
And how would sweet Nicole at home feel about that?
I don't know.
Have you had this conversation with Nicole?
I haven't. I need to.
So is Nicole hearing it right now for the first
Probably.
Time?
I'm sure I'll be getting a text. Right. But it would be for the show, babe. Just for the show. Just to have a little fun. Nicole.
Research for the show?
It's research. But yeah, I'd like to see what I could snag. What kind of fish I could catch.
Yeah, I love internet dating. Because I've even signed you guys up for a couple dating websites just so I could have access to it so I could start browsing. Yeah, I did years ago. Have you stopped getting the emails? Yeah. I'll re-register you. But for me, I think of it just as like shopping for men. It's not so much like
kind of like window shopping.
Exactly. You kind of go through, he's available. Oh, he's 35. Oh, he has this job. Like, what? I don't know. It's just fun to me.
And how then would gentleman caller feel if you signed up for one of these things?
He would give me a head shake and a WTF, Emily. He would not be on board. But then, and the other thing too is, so maybe if I swipe right on a guy that I think is just beautiful, right? And then he swipes right on me. Mm-hmm. It's not so much I still got it. It's a, really? I can be with someone of that caliber? Really? You know?
Well, that's the same thing as I still got it. That's the same thing. It is an ego boost for people. And I think that's why people are doing it. Have you ever had somebody who's like kind of pursued you? And as soon as you expressed an interest, then they just kind of took off. I've had that happen to me with women so many times, I can't even count.
Dumb problems.
No, really, that they want to see that they still got it.
Yeah, and then you're like,
but they have no intention of doing anything. They just want to see if they can get your attention and kind of bring you along a little bit, and then off they go.
The roadrunner.
Well, but I think the online dating is just like that. Now, look, if there's 42% of people who are in this boat, that means 42% of our listeners, give or take, are doing this right now. How many do you think would be honest enough to call us and say, I'm in a relationship, but I'm still doing one of these dating sites just so I can see what's out there, just so I can see if I can still attract somebody?
At least 5, I hope, so they can fill up our phone
lines.
That's
how many lines we have.
But this requires complete honesty, and I want people to be honest and call and tell us.
Yeah, why are you on it?
I do it so that I can see if I still got it. And then we want to know what the results were.
Mm-hmm. Right, how many
or
swipes?
Or if you've been
how
tempted many, to act.
Right, how many swipes did you get? Or were you tempted?
Yeah.
Is it? Tinder's free, isn't it?
No idea.
Well, why don't you find out?
I don't want to.
You're afraid of your wife
this
now.
I'm in dangerous territory right now, okay? I probably said some things I shouldn't have about 5 minutes ago. So.
What did you say?
That I want to get on Tinder.
Okay, I just wanted you to repeat it.
All right.
303-631-1MIX is our number. 303-631-1649. But how many of our listeners have experience with this? Hi, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's the story, Amber?
So I was dating a guy for about 7 months, and about a month or two ago, we decided to get on a phone line together to save some money. And I discovered some like phone numbers that he was calling pretty frequently and found out that he was meeting girls on Tinder.
Mm. All right.
Ouch.
Well, there wasn't a ring on it.
You know,
Jeremy.
There wasn't.
Well, you got a point.
Yeah.
You know, not every guy is like that, Amber. I just want you to know, okay? They're not
I
all
hope
like
not.
That.
Did you meet him on Tinder?
I met him on OkCupid.
Ugh. I wonder how addicting Tinder specifically is, because the gal that works here, she has a Tinder account, and we were just out at the bar, all of us, one day, and I was like, oh, show me. And then I just, like, once you see one, you're like, oh, I got to see another guy.
It's like online catalog shopping.
Yes. It's just easy. It's one swipe.
And, you know,
right, well, now I want to get on it just to see kind of what he thought, I guess, and maybe find him and talk stuff.
Oh, right. You left swipe
a little
that
sabotage,
jerk.
Huh?
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Also, Guy Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, wrote to us, says, Dom, I'm on Tinder. I have had three married women try to connect with me. I had a phone call with one, and she came right out and said that she just wanted to see if men still found her attractive. Then she left and hung up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what?
So
that was nice of her.
So apparently it does happen.
It's like a crank call for the cougars.
All the time. But, you know, it's not like anybody should be surprised by this. Maybe the numbers, but you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's not as if people haven't been surprised by dating websites in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm so glad I'm married. I can't imagine being out there and trying to date right now. And my sister's trying to date. And it's just complicated, I guess, from what I hear. Just nobody wants to commit. Nobody returns calls. Everybody's shady and sneaky.
Right. God, when I was internet dating and, you know, I had guys, gosh, not call me back, you know, after one time because I didn't do the deed with them on the first date.
Which is not like you.
I must be an outlier because I'm a single guy, but I like the dating world.
Do you?
Yes, I do. And I think that makes me a weirdo because other people talk like you do. I'm so glad I'm married. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm kind of happy with the way I live.
Well.
But Chris D'Elia is a funny guy, and this is what he said about it.
Dating sucks, man. If you like dating, just get out of here, man. You got to sit across from somebody you don't even know at a restaurant you could care less about, and you say stuff, especially as a guy, you say stuff that you would never say ever in real life. Like, wow. When's the last time you said wow as a guy, to be honest, for real? Girls have the power right away, you know it, because we want something from you, you know what I mean? Like, you sit on the power, you sit on it, literally, you're sitting on the power. Yeah, and you taunt us with it, too, because you know, you just... You better play your cards right to get some booty. I feel like that's how it is in your head, like, you're singing an R&B song or something. Just like, you better play your cards right. Ow. To get some booty. Your friends are in the background. She better play your cards right. Ow. To get her booty.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.